Welcome to another episode of Since Y'all Don't Read. I'm your host, Mia Chantel, and we're back with the Trill Trio for the dating series part two. Just go ahead and hop on in. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, like Mace. So we're going to hop into these questions. First of all, so, you know, since we're, you know, in a relationship, not in a relationship, halfway for the group, let's start off with Jasmine. So, Jasmine, there have been a lot of developments since the last time you were on.
This is not an interview of Jasmine Kearney.
Jasmine was the one who wanted these questions, so Jasmine's about to get these questions. So, you know, based on your history with dating and just all the things, Amber, you can hop in after, you know, we get Jasmine's response.
Okay.
How do you see things going? Like, you know, has it changed your perspective on wanting kids or necessarily compromising on things that you, you know, probably may have not considered before? Like, where is your head at? Like, where are y'all in that point in the relationship if, you know, you want to go down that road today?
Okay, so I remember last episode. I'll start here. Last episode, I said I would not date anyone with kids. That has definitely changed my mindset. And it's not, yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's actually, yeah, it's not bad at all. You just have to, you know, deal with it. If you don't want to, you know, if you don't want to be stepmama, don't date nobody with a child or kid. So, really just that. And I don't think, I think everything else I said last time pretty still.
Yeah,
I think so.
So, nothing's changed with me. Sadly.
I'm not doing this for everyone.
I do, however, have my eye on somebody.
Oh, gosh.
Which is like, stop the presses. Because y'all know I don't like nobody.
Nobody.
And if I do, you are a lucky soul. So I do have my eye on somebody. I'm going to reach out to him. That's just like the Aries in me. I take life by the horns.
She's going
to
shoot her shot?
Absolutely. I feel like I go after everything else I want in life. So a man is no different. Mm-hmm. Because I know I had read this about a few people and they were just saying, some people were like, no, you're not supposed to reach out to a man, make him notice you. And others were like, go for it. I mean, like I said, I go after everything else I want in life. So I would never, you know, let a man get in the way of that. So I have somebody on my eye that I'm going to reach out to. Hopefully on the next Dating Tales, mm-hmm. I'll have some good news. So y'all keep y'all fingers crossed for
okay,
me.
Okay, you know, Megan's hot girl summer. All right, so with where y'all both are at, do y'all see yourself still wanting kids?
I said I'm one and done. If we decide,
you know, coming from the only child. Decide,
whoever I'm with, if we decide that he wants to have a child, then yeah. I just want one, honestly. I just want a son. I thought I wanted a girl, but no. I'll take a son.
I mean, for me, it's, at this point, it's whatever. It's up in the air because, I don't know, like, sometimes I want kids and sometimes I don't. Like, I have no interest and no desire in having a child. So, I guess it just depends on, like, the guy.
Yeah.
And if he wants kids. Like, if I'm with somebody I love, then, of course, if he wants a child.
Yeah, you want to be able to procreate with
right,
that man.
Right,
yeah.
So, but if he doesn't want kids, I don't think I'll be upset. Not at this stage and age.
But at this point, you can, with your whole heart, say, which I already know y'all's response, but I'm just going to ask it. You don't feel like you have to have kids to validate your womanhood?
Definitely not. And this is what I was saying the other day. I'm like, I actually like my freedom. Like, I like being able to get up. If I want to go out right now, I can go out right now. If I want to go smoke in my room, I can do that. With kids, like, it's a lot of things that you can't do.
No, you always have to consider somebody else. And I don't know if I'm ready for that. I don't know if I ever be ready for it because I always consider me first. So.
And with kids, you literally are always second.
What am I gonna do with a kid? Yes.
Like, even if y'all ain't got enough food for both of y'all to eat.
The kid is going to eat first.
And you're going to be looking like, that could be my cup of noodles.
Right.
So, I don't know. But no, I don't think that validates anything. I feel like you can be fulfilled as a woman with or without kids, married or not married. Like, we don't have to keep following these standards that was placed on us before the dawn of time. So, you don't have to have a child to, I guess, exemplify or amplify rather your
womanhood. Yeah. Okay, so where we're at now that we're all officially 30 club popping, you know, we've been here three whole decades. What do you think you want to see in a partner, or has your view of what you want in a partner changed as far as having a future with somebody?
When you say change, what you mean for you?
Like, what you wanted at 22 might not be what you want now at 30. Girl. Or has it changed?
Honestly, I don't think mine has changed. What about you?
Mine has definitely changed, because I said I would, of course, be married, 2-3 kids by 30. Like, as I didn't want to have my kids at 6 years old. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot, whatever. But yeah, back then, I thought I was literally going to be physical therapist for an NBA team, and I was gonna have my NBA husband.
Yes,
and have my two or three really kids. That's what I wanted 15 years ago. Now, no, like, I don't see, if I don't get married, I'm cool. Like,
yeah,
it is what it is. It really is what it is.
I mean, like I said, I feel the same. I felt that way at 22, though. Like, I was never.
You have been kind of about the same when it comes to, like, kids, like, and all of that. Hello. It's like,
y'all know me, so y'all know I'm just, like, mature and wise beyond my years. So I've been felt that way, like, and it's gonna take a lot to move me, to shift me.
But I also feel like, I don't mean to cut you off if you weren't done. I also feel like what I looked for in a man back then has definitely changed.
Oh, it should. It should.
Today. Because a lot of I would never
even look at them.
Literally, child. Like, literally today, no.
I would never leave you downstairs in the living room again if I knew then what I know now.
First of all, y'all didn't hear about that last episode. I should tell
it. What did you say?
We said something about it, but we didn't say what happened.
That night.
I don't care. I mean,
Jazz got me back.
No name's gonna be dropped, but
y'all, let's just say.
You can go ahead. You can tell it. I live like an open book.
Jasmine downstairs on the couch while this one and this one was upstairs having plenty of entanglements, doing exercises, whatever they was doing. Making music videos. I don't know.
Not music videos.
I was downstairs on the couch with somebody that was
sick. With the friend.
With the friend.
He was too drunk to.
Yeah, to function. Like, he was definitely too drunk to function. He was out of
it. No, Amber was asleep. They settled down.
It took a minute, though.
Oh, you know what? They only took a minute.
They always took a minute. I'm thinking about Mia, because Mia, the room was definitely right there. You heard me. Right when you go up to the room was right there, so you heard me. Like,
you were asleep.
I got Mia back.
She got me back. I was
but
never.
But when I came downstairs, Mia was not out.
And then in that case, I was asleep somewhere.
Yeah, you was at home. Because I feel like, I don't even know why you didn't come out with us that night. Or maybe you did and you. No, you didn't come out with us. I don't know where we were.
I don't remember.
Yes, it was. That was the night we went out to. Can we say names on here?
I mean, yeah.
Okay, so this was one night we went to Mufa's.
The birthday party?
We had on Sweet Auburn Lounge. And I saw somebody there that I had been talking to at the time.
But how did
and
I not?
It was me, you, Amber, and Candace.
But how did Amber end up at home? Because I remember when we dropped Candace off.
Yeah, she just left us.
Oh, I mean, I remember that, but yeah, I don't remember where I went.
We have a whole picture.
We do have a whole picture. Yeah, but Mufon had multiple parties.
Yeah, because one of those parties, that's when we left and went with them.
Yeah, one party we did, because we went to the Alpha party after.
And then
I didn't work out with that Alpha.
They told the whole story for no reason. God.
But I was going to say, because old boy ended up coming to outside, like, he met me outside that night, but I ended up not going with him because I was like, I was with you. And so,
yeah, where did we go?
I don't know, but I remember he pulled up, and because I feel like he was still staying on campus.
Sure did.
Yeah, and he was like, what's up? And I was like, well, I'm here with Jazz. I think I said I was with y'all, and I had sat in the car with him for a minute, and I was like, we about to leave, because I feel like he was still staying on campus. And I don't know where you. I know. I remember Candace ended up. We ended up taking her home, or maybe you parked at my house too.
Oh, was that the night we was with?
We We had so many nights.
Yeah. Either way it goes, we done went down the rabbit hole.
We got her back.
She got me back. When really, it was a two-part. Like, Amber was a part of this whole scenario, and she never got.
Well, what I got to do with it?
How you was right upstairs with me in another room.
I was asleep, though.
So. That's not my fault.
I wasn't asleep, because I was like, damn, I got to get home.
And she was.
Okay, but I told my mom I'm spending the night with you, so she wouldn't think about it.
Jazz had to go to church next morning. Right.
Yes.
I sure did.
Child, it was a lot.
I don't even think I made it.
You did. I feel like you got a car accident or something the next day.
Yes.
Yes. Because I remember I was like, dang, sure she ain't getting nothing. And she got a car accident. It was bad.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I remember her texting because she was in like that purple Cavalier.
Malibu.
Yeah, she got a car accident.
I sure did. On the way home from church, because I did go to church. On the way home from church.
Oh, dang. The Lord said he was still
there. He was mad at her for what we did. It was
that's not one of his favorites, because you ain't even do nothing, and he's skipping me.
Child, okay. Yeah. Well, yes. What we wanted then. Thank God for growth.
Yes, let's give it up.
Give it up for growth. Woo! So what now would you say are your top priorities with dating? Because for you, it might be a little different since you are in a different scenario where you've kind of...
Don't keep calling me out.
Y'all, I'm just saying because you're in an active situation, so some of this actively applies.
Because
you had to kind of, find your happy medium, your soft spot.
For sure.
Fine. Mm-hmm. For people who are listening to this, I'm never going to post him.
Well, we didn't even ask all that. You didn't got to do all that.
Nice.
So don't be nosy.
If you know, you know.
You don't owe them anything.
No. I'm really talking. Ask that question one more time. We don't got off to
do it. Your top priorities.
Okay.
As far as y'all dating, like, even with him being a father, like, what are some things you notice that you're like, okay, this makes me want to be with you more because of how you handle your daughter or whatever.
That's definitely one, for sure. How he handles his kids. He's a father. Like, he's there. He's always
there.
He's
present,
he's always there with his kids. So, definitely. That's good. I know he's a great dad. That's definitely a very good characteristic because it's a lot of men who don't even recognize their child.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's definitely... Really, that's about it because everything else is normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amber, any priorities that you have in someone you're looking for that stand out, like just right off top, as far as like qualities of a mate, like honesty, integrity, all the E's?
Yeah, definitely like stability. They need to be secure. They just need to be a gentleman for me.
Yeah.
Like, I can't waver on that standard that I have because y'all know I get treated like a princess in every aspect of life. So I need for him to, treat me, just be a gentleman. Like, I don't need a man that's mean to me, like none of that. Just be a gentleman to me. And of course, honesty, like you said, integrity, because a lot of these men be out here folding for a little or nothing, and I don't need that because how you gonna be stable if you out here?
So what does stability look like for you then? Because it could be financially, mentally, folks ain't got it.
Yeah, all of that. Definitely. Yes.
Because somebody could be not necessarily in between financial blessings, but they could be at a point where they're not, like, they're trying to get something off the ground. So it might look a little volatile from the outside, but they're still working toward stability. Whereas some people,
if you're just kind of wavering in the wind, then that's not for me because I've never been like that actually, and I can't see myself like reverting. Like even when I was young, I wasn't like that.
Like, so you're not trying to get it out of the mud with him.
No.
We're not asking you to be rich.
Yeah, but
you gotta come with something.
Yeah,
something, definitely.
Okay, so what's something that you won't compromise on at this point?
Bad sex. Yeah.
That's it?
That's number one.
I have to like you. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, so do you think, okay, because I've had this conversation before. Do you think that you can have sex with somebody that physically is not necessarily appealing to you?
Today's world, no.
No.
Definitely not.
Some of these sugar babies, you with an old man. So it's like, their body might be right, but their face might be.
It's their money might be right, because you just said sugar daddy. So
that's
they looking at the money. They ain't looking at his body.
But I feel like to be able to lay back and let it go.
Some women don't.
they don't care.
Yeah, some women just don't even.
Baby.
So, you like, intimacy, that matters. That's what it is. Yeah. Like, intimacy and compatibility.
Yeah.
Like, because you can have a, you can meet a good man, but y'all just not compatible.
Yeah.
In whatever aspect, zodiac, or just in general, personality, mm-hmm. any of that. So, I can't compromise on that.
Yeah, no.
Like, we have to be compatible, like you said, yes. good sex, because that makes yes. a relationship.
So, because that was the question that was going to be next. So, how important is sex to you? Is that, like, the top? You know how they say in marriages it fails because of finances, communication, or physical, like, sex?
Mm. I think it's definitely at the top, because I know people who have had problems and they haven't had sex and they're talking about divorce, like.
Yeah.
And it's still, you think it stems from sex?
I don't think it stems from
it. Not completely, but it's a big lives. Chunk.
Yes, it definitely plays a lot.
I think it's a big chunk.
Because I feel, I kind of feel like it does.
And if you're not getting satisfied, that's going to lead to right. a whole other set of issues. Yeah. Cheating, you mm-hmm. know, looking for somebody that can satisfy you. Mm-hmm. Like, you can love somebody, but like.
Not be physically.
Correct.
Compatible.
Correct. Definitely. So, and then that, like I said, opens up a whole another set of issues. So, people who. Lie to themselves and say sex isn't important.
You might be asexual. Because I ain't going to say it's like, well, yeah. Because if I don't like you, I could probably still have sex with you.
Really?
And when I say I don't like you, I mean like if you get on my nerves, mm-hmm. if we are not in the greatest place. Like I can compartmentalize. I can separate the hell out of that shit.
Really?
Hell, have you, do you know my track record? Have you met the niggas I've been with?
Yeah.
Like,
yes, we have.
Some of them I didn't necessarily have the most fond feelings in the moment all the time, but I definitely could turn it on for that and be like, all right, bye.
I mean,
we're not cuddling afterwards.
Oh. I don't think I could.
Me either.
But then that also speaks to how you. Your speaks to your connection to sex, because for me, I've always felt like it has been like an incentive in a relationship, but it has not been something that I'm like, oh, I'm gonna hold out for 90 days.
It's not special.
Oh, yeah,
no, I mean, I don't hold out for 90 days, yeah, but it is a different type of connection that I prefer to have with the man. Yeah, so I don't know. I would feel some type of way if I, like, compartmentalize it.
Would you? So, have you had a whole phase?
I don't think so.
Okay. I was going to say, because you probably haven't then.
I don't feel like I need one, though.
Yeah. Which I don't think everyone needs one, but I think for some.
Is there anything you want to say, Jazz?
Go ahead.
I'm not doing this with y'all today.
I just kind of feel like.
This conversation has been brought up before.
It has?
We've seen this conversation happen before.
With whole faces?
Yeah.
With who?
Anyway.
I don't remember this.
I'm not familiar with
you. You talking about among the group?
No.
I definitely don't know if it's outside the group.
Anyways. What you ate? I'm not catching on, so.
I'm not. That's how I'm like, damn, we have to run it back.
I'm confused.
We'll figure it out. Because I'm not here.
We'll talk about it after.
Right. Offline. But that's the thing. And so for me, that's why I feel like communication and like how you speak or how someone speaks to me has been a little bit more important than sex, because how you say things to me can really either open up some doors or the door is closed.
And why is that?
I don't know. I just feel like I look at it like my love language. Like my love language is receiving gifts and words of affirmation. And so for me, the root of what I feel like defines intimacy is just that communication, like that deep level of communication. Yeah. And being able to like finish in sentences, but then also like we can communicate non-verbally.
Yeah.
A lot of men don't have that.
And no, that's the thing.
Crazy. A lot of men do not have that.
And so for me, I'm like, I can do that over sex. And so that's why I feel like sex is so detached from me with a lot of people, because I'm just like, I mean.
It doesn't move you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why we going on 4 years of none.
But I feel like once you get that person that moves you.
Ooh.
I mean, we've been moving out like Usher once we get there. there.
Yeah, I'm like, what you
mean? I mean, but see, I guess. Oh, I'm sorry, Jen.
No, I'm good.
Oh, but I guess I'm the same way because I feel like with me, I hate to bring Zodiac into it, but it's true. Being a Capricorn, I am like an earth sign to my core. Mm-hmm. So it's not hard to move the earth. So when somebody like tell me stuff, it doesn't move me. Y'all have to show me.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, words and affirmation. And I guess like acts of service would be mine as well because you got to tell me, mm-hmm. but it's not as important as you actually showing me. You got to get down into the earth and move it.
Yeah.
Because like, otherwise, I'm just going to be like, okay, whatever. Like, you got to get deep down. Like you said, that's a different type of communication that a lot of these men lack because there's so many blockages and
issues out of
that they're facing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay because everybody has issues, but it's like a lot of men don't even be trying to correct theirs.
Of course not, because they don't feel like they need to be. They don't feel like they need to be the ones to correct it. It's always.
So are most men narcissists because of that?
I think so. Definitely. Yes. All these children running around here rampant.
Hello.
I feel like having children is the highest form of narcissism because you can absolutely procreate, but you don't want to be with the person that you just did all this with. You don't have that attachment to where it's like you want to. Keep that bond together, but you can just keep.
That's what.
Look at Shawty Low.
Oh, boy, who hit me up?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said. I said, oh, look at you. You're classy out here creating broken families and broken homes. How? I got enough money to take care of my kids.
You didn't say that. I didn't
think about money.
Yeah.
But that's their mentality.
Like, but look at how he would approach you. It was always what you weren't doing right, but it's like, sir.
Girl.
So I'm like, sir, man, I'm just like, come on now. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And that's why he probably ain't tripping if he just found out about a new one.
Well, I just don't understand, like, why I had to be one of the first people that you told and, you know, why you got such a hold on me because I'm not, like, calling somebody I used to deal with and be like, yeah, I got a 4-month-old kid that I just found out about. Like,
okay,
what is that? I don't know what I
are you on the books with the courts?
Because... I hope he wasn't thinking he was bragging.
I feel like it was bragging.
Bragging how?
Because like, he like, look, I done did this without you. I done did this without you. Like,
I didn't have to get a degree, and I still can take care and provide for all these chilling. Like, some country nigga shit.
No, he is from Augusta. So,
like,
but I don't know, like, who, I guess I'm confused as to who he think he's dealing with.
That might be the discourse.
Right.
Because y'all know I don't even play none of that shit. Like, right. I'm way too, like I said, you got to move me. It's like a fortress around me. So my mind way too sharp for that. And I be looking at like, look at this nigga. He think he finna manipulate me. Swerve.
But some girls will be like, oh my gosh. You know, like, I see you out here doing it. Like,
right.
I mean, what exactly is he doing? Like, you have a decent job, but like, you're not a VP.
No,
you're not an exec.
You're on the lower level.
Yes,
entry.
You're in the streets.
Entry.
You're the street team. Yeah, you in the streets.
You are the streets.
Exactly, with the community dick.
No, literally, and so I guess I'm just offended because it's like men like that, they have to work through things, but he don't feel like nothing's wrong. I told him like, you need a therapist. Do you know he had the nerve to ask me to find one for him?
Narcissism. First of all, I don't know all your problems, so I don't know what you need.
I said, first of all...
You're not mine to worry about.
You need to do the healing on your own. How am I going to find a therapist for you? I said, that's how I know you're not serious about it, and it's just something that sounds good to you.
Talk to
and
your mom.
And you think it sounds good to other people. Well, he can't because he hates her, so...
But that might be the real...
There's that.
Mm. Okay.
So, we say all that to say, these men have to work through certain things to get to that level of communication that we feel like we need.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got all this mess that we just discussed going on, you're not even going to be in the right mindset. You're going to be feeble-minded to the point where you don't even realize, like, you need to step away from, step out of this and just make your life better and hold yourself accountable.
Yeah.
That and what they don't also realize is when they don't get through it and go to therapy or whatever they need to do to get past it,
mm-hmm.
they bring it on to you, meaning they're always talking about it because they think that you're supposed to be their therapist. Not
like how your homegirls would do about something like, oh yeah, girl, I'm doing this and this. Sally, side story, Harry Harlow. Please.
I love y'all. And I'm like, you know, we talk about stuff.
Yeah.
But like, it's certain things that I'm not going to come to y'all with. Same. And I know there's certain things that y'all
yeah.
come to me with.
Yeah.
Like, I know what the to come to y'all.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I don't expect y'all to be my therapist, but they expect you to literally, you know what I'm saying, like, be there and listen to them. And then when you don't, when you feel detached or look detached, it's kind of like, dang, she don't care. But it's like, I do. But I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah. Especially if you're not trying to change your situation. Right. Y'all know me. I really don't believe in complaining because especially about things that we can change and that we have direct control over. Right. So I'm not even a complainer. So you think I'm about to allow a man to come into my life and complaining on me when I might not even be in the mental, have the mental capacity for that?
But not even that. Why do I have to take on all your baggage to prove that I'm worth being with? I don't give a fuck if you was getting out of the mud at 16 on your own
that's
and
your
didn't
fault.
Have your parents.
That's
between you, God, and your mama and daddy.
Hey.
And your bald headed granny. Like, they ain't got shit to do.
Where they come from?
From me. Okay. A little nurse, you're on.
Like, and that's what was his issue with me. He just couldn't stand that my people still spoil me. But I told him it's not even them.
It's not even spoiling,
people
though.
In my right. life, like, whether my friends and my family, we gonna all get each other what we want.
Yeah.
Or, you know, what we want each other to have. What we can, and we just gonna be there.
We're gonna
for
pour
each other.
To each other how you need to be.
I can't help
feel.
That you don't have that.
Yeah.
But he felt like, you know, I wasn't doing enough, and you know.
But I think for some men, because this is not a, you know, oh ye man, you know, hitting club. Because clearly, you know, folks is out here dating. You know, we got one. She might, you know, be a potential off the market
right,
one day.
Right.
But right. it's just truly one of those things where it's like. How you were raised, how you were brought up, all the traumas you dealt with as a child, that is not my responsibility to work through.
Right.
If we are going to come into this together, I ain't saying you got to work through it all on your own before we can be one, but you got to get to a point where you are comfortable with opening up and not, and it not be you unloading. You can open up and not unload. And for a lot of dudes, because they've been so stagnated in their feelings and their emotional growth or emotional intelligence, they misconstrue me not wanting to take on all that shit as me pushing back on you. And it's like, no, I got my own shit.
Right.
We still are black in America.
They're narcissists. So they don't even consider the fact that anybody might be dealing with other stuff besides themselves.
Yeah. And just because I don't have kids does not mean I don't have problems. Your problems are no more or nor less than mine.
Yeah. It's a different set of problems.
But you also had a choice to have that child. Yeah. And I chose to make certain decisions to where I don't have kids.
To where I don't. And I tell people that all the time. Like, if it would have happened, then it would have been immaculate conception from God.
Mm.
I made sure I take all the precautions
child.
To not have children.
And keep a seven steps near me.
Because you out here slinging dick all willy-nilly in women that you don't even know.
But y'all know what? What I really think it is, why we don't have kids. Because I've been talking that into the atmosphere for years. I be talking to God like, please don't let me have no kids. Please don't let me have no kids. Until I'm actually having a kid with someone that I have that strong love, can't live without. Because
how else is it supposed to be?
That's how it's supposed
you
to be.
You can die giving childbirth, so you're basically risking your life. So I need
especially a black woman.
Yeah, exactly. I have to be obsessed with the man
exactly
before I even.
Not to mention to really tap on what Jasmine's talking about, laws of attraction. Like, just as much as you can talk about not wanting kids, how you speak around things will determine what comes to you and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. You have to, one, say it, but then you too have to believe it in yourself.
Yeah.
And I think we've doggone proved that we don't want kids right now.
Right.
However that manifests in our life, just like how you may see something like, oh, I'm single. You know how they always say, don't say you tired, you tired, you tired, because then you will become tired.
Yeah.
Literally, or don't say, oh, I'm broke, I'm between financial blessings. How? Because that shit does matter. But once you put it out there into the atmosphere,
it's like it becomes.
It becomes. It literally becomes.
Yeah.
So for some, I mean, yes, you have to be intentional in your actions, but a lot of it may just be self-talk.
Yeah.
And you don't value yourself enough to where you don't, you're unable to avoid certain situations. Because I feel like a lot of people I know, you could have avoided certain situations just
by not
attracting that kind of behavior.
Right.
You are what you attract.
Yes.
And if I ain't attracting no men, then I know I ain't no man. I know I ain't with the bullshit. I be good. Just saying.
No, but I think that's why we are like, you know how people say you found your people?
Yeah.
Like, I found some of my people.
Yeah.
Like, it's just cool to me to, like, be out of body and witnessing, like, oh,
yeah.
These are my people.
Yeah.
So, saying all of that, I know, like, what things I'm willing to compromise on and what things I absolutely need you know, because y'all kind of reiterated for me, because we all have the same, we're on the same wavelength. Yeah. So,
I mean, it just, it is what it is. And I mean, they say you are the five people you with the most. And it's not like we're always around each other, but we speak regularly. And I think people who are like-minded in a way, whether it's good or bad, that's going to be what you around. Agreed. You don't see me out here like, I mean, yeah, we could be smoked out and shit all the time, but we got shit we trying to do. Like, no, we can have what we can.
Y'all be looking smoked out on these bitches.
No, you know what?
And people still think we in our early 20s.
Because let me tell you. It's all about being a lady with it. Like, and you ain't gonna never, and you're not gonna have no pictures or videos of me nowhere. No, at the end of the day, I do it, but.
Yeah, that's nobody's business. Hmm. People don't believe in discretion anymore.
No.
They got to show everything to everybody at every moment.
Cause I can tell you one thing. I guarantee you, Tracee Ellis Ross, you burn it down, but do you have any proof?
No, you don't. Cause her skin looks good. She looks good. Like, it's a balance.
So it's a way to move in the world. Like, damn. Social media.
Has tricked people into thinking they have to share
everything. Or reality. I don't know if it's a mix of reality TV and social media, but at the end of the day, you can just share what you want your narrative to be.
Yeah, and that's it. And you can have
that's literally what
your,
it is.
Yeah. Your people who really know you, and they like recharge you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. But okay, so you know, we winded it down. You know, we done been talking, we've been rambling. I'm have to cut some of this out, you know, because these girls. They be talking reckless, you know. I know the exes be listening.
I know you ain't talking. You the coldest one out of pocket.
I ain't said nothing out of pocket.
Mia is always saying something out of pocket. She just ain't saying it. But y'all
been recording.
I tell y'all,
she thinks she slick.
Y'all see our text thread.
What's the last thing out of pocket I said in text thread? You go ahead and read it, because ain't nothing been out of pocket.
If y'all were to see our text thread, it would be like Salem witch trials. Like, we would be hung at the stage. Because everybody would want our heads, okay? That would be
crazy. Everybody got a group chat?
I would just drive off a cliff. Yeah, I would be fighting for the rest of my life. I would just drive off the bridge on 85.
Like, let me tell you, I ain't said nothing that people already ain't thinking.
She said somebody look like Alonzo Arnold. It was a girl that looked like Alonzo Arnold.
That could be a compliment for her.
You see? Do you see?
What's the next one?
Go on Instagram.
That group chat is very chill. The last like
week. She was playing Karma San Diego, found some. Well, no, that's not right. I'm not saying that right.
I was playing detective.
She was playing detective. Inspector Gadget. Their whole name.
I been knew her whole name. That's what I been knew.
Yeah, how did you know that though?
Because
somebody jesters.
Everybody's a jester. You clowns. Like, yeah, because they literally are put on this earth to entertain me the way they act.
All these Geminis. Oh, yes. All these raggedy Geminis. I'm a Gemini, so I'm there.
We got to have an astrology episode.
It's the June Geminis. Other than my BF, other than you.
Don't be trying
June Geminis. Somebody had on some too big shoes.
That wasn't me. I didn't say nothing about her shoes.
That was me.
That was, that was one of y'all. It was Jazz. Trying to play.
So, I mean, I can keep going, but that's pretty much.
See, nothing.
Me is going in.
Nothing.
And, you know, she be going in. We be, me and Amber be not down. Amber be sleeping in my swimming car. She got to work. Baby,
wake up.
Yes. Me and be up at 4 a.m. sending her.
She wake up choosing violence. Like, she wakes up choosing violence with the covers over her head and her phone in her head.
It's black outside. Ain't no birds chirping.
Like, I wake up to all kind of mayhem in my inbox, and I be getting anxiety because I got to catch up before I go to work. And then it's
I be calm. I feel like I have chilled out a lot. It could be worse. I feel like I've got real nice. Because when I was just like mean.
I would like to see it.
I feel like when I was like really the, you know, He-Man Hitters Club, like
why were you ever in that club?
Right.
Just being annoyed with certain exes and, you know, how they choose to pick their spouses.
But why are you annoyed? You know why. We've had discussions. why are you annoyed?
Because it's just like I really feel played. Like this is what we in ranks with.
Players fuck up too.
I just feel like
you ain't play, you a player.
It was down bad for a while. Like,
Mia called somebody pedal pusher.
She said he had on pedal pushers.
His shirt is super wrinkled, by the way.
He had on pedal pushers. A man, he had on pedal pushers. Yes, he did. These are not lies.
We never said that you lie. We just said that you be on.
She sent us a picture of some, they look musty.
They jazz friends.
You know who look musty.
The trio.
All the time. Oh my god. That ew, they look like they smell like mildew.
You know what? They know what they do.
I'm not playing with y'all. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna wrap it up. Okay. Last question. Which
beach looks nice. You know what? Nope.
Which I'm like, how you on? We not even gonna get, because I'm wondering how you on a beach when you just was out, whatever. Last question: how have you handled dating someone your parents or friends don't like?
I'll go first. So
you've had somebody don't like?
So at the beginning of dating the current person, my mom didn't really care for him for certain reasons, and so I mean, there are reasons that didn't really affect me. Like, I wasn't really... But you know how parents are. Like,
yeah, they
expect dudes to do certain things that they want to do to them. But, you know, this is a new age.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm happy.
Right.
So, she would, like, talk to me and say, you know, he do this or he don't do that. And I just kind of, like, I'm like, Mom, I'm about to be 30 years old. This was, yeah. I mean, kind of before I turned 30, you know, it got better. But anyway... So, I kind of told her, like, Mom, you know, I'm grown. I'm dating this man. Let me handle him how I handle him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things you're telling me, I hear you. I get it. You want the best for your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Totally get it.
Yeah.
But let me handle it. And if I want to stop talking to him, I will. And if I want to keep talking to him, I will.
You're right.
She know I don't have no problem with cutting somebody off. She
hello.
Knows that.
She knows you her child.
Right. So, she knows me. She knows how I deal with men. So, that's kind of how I deal with it. Like, you know, Mom, let me handle it. Let me do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, I don't tell... Me and him go through things, but I don't tell... Like, I don't tell y'all. I don't
and you,
really
and you shouldn't have too. To, yeah.
I don't tell my mom. Like, I don't tell people...
Unless he beating your ass, I don't care.
Yeah, but what I'm getting at is I don't tell people certain things because, you know, people like to have their own opinion.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. once you done... Right. Forgave him.
Looking at you like Jester.
Right.
So don't everything, and that's good. Right. Keep that level of privacy between right. y'all.
Because that's how it's going to be if you get married.
Again, you don't have right. to share everything with everybody at every moment.
Right. But that's why, you know, I kind of keep things to myself when it comes to me and him.
Do you think it's been different for your friends versus your mom, like, or family? Like, do you think your friends are more critical of who you're with versus your parents or vice versa?
No, I think it's. Because I don't really tell y'all or my parents or anybody really anything that I'm going through. Y'all know yeah. I'm secretive. So, like, yeah. a lot of things I don't tell y'all. Some things I do tell y'all. So, I don't really, neither, really, honestly. But I can see my mom being more critical, of course, because she's my mom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And certain things that I've taken into consideration that she's saying, but I'm like, you know, Mom, let me handle it. I got
yeah,
this.
And the way this relationship is going, it's going to work for y'all, however y'all
yeah.
say it.
Yeah, if people don't understand it, like, everything has their own, exactly. Mm-hmm. Everything has their, every person or every couple has their own way of handling things that she
right.
might not understand, that my mom might not understand, you know, so it's like.
And even for us to understand.
Exactly. So,
like she right, said, as long person. As he ain't, like, putting his hands on you.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem.
Of course, of course. So what about you, Emma?
So,
she already know what's up.
Yeah, I don't think I could, well, not even think because I've been in a situation before. I can't deal with anybody that my family and friends hate. Like, because obviously, I just feel like in that moment where I may be blinded, they can see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not listening to them. So, I just can't do it.
Bye,
because
bye.
Then...
Oh, go ahead.
Like, nobody's going to want me around or, you know, nobody's going to want to deal with me because I'm dating someone that they don't like. And that's not going to work with me because my friends and my family, they're important to me.
Yeah.
Like, I like to be around. Like, I'm very family friend oriented. So, yeah, it would be a no. But it has to be, like, valid. Now, right. it is a little sliver of me where if I feel like my family and my friends tripping, which mm-hmm. could very much be
the case, you
know, yeah, mm-hmm. then I'm going to do me. And it's like, well, if y'all can accept it or not, but a bigger part of me is just like, no, I can't do it. Because obviously, my people, they're good. They're tapped in. So if
yeah.
they don't like you, it's for a reason
yeah.
that I can't see. Because, again, I'm blinded by
By love.
Yeah.
By the way, Mia over here doing some type of great grandma. She's crafts, arts and crafts.
I am doing my diamond art while we're talking. I can multitask. No, you can't. Yeah, I am. Once I finish.
Y'all, her house is really about to be a grandma's house.
You know what?
Where are you hanging
it? I don't know yet. It might be the bathroom. Anyways, for me, someone asked me this question, and I was just straight up like, I don't speak to people if they're with someone that I feel like is bringing them down. And what I've learned over the years is, one, you have to get out of that just because you're not going to like everybody that's your friend's date. But then two, it's just weird because the person who like asked me just a couple weeks ago, which y'all have heard Javonna on the show before. We were talking about it. And she was just like, I mean, so like, how do you handle that when you know your friends are with like some like deadbeat ass nigga and you see them like literally just being drained? And it's like, I told her, I was like, honestly, that's not your burden to bear.
Yeah.
One. And two, if she don't value herself enough to see that she's worth more, then why is that your responsibility to convince her of that? Because if she's not ready to take that in, it's not going to matter who it is, whether it's somebody that's for her or not. She just won't be there.
Yeah.
No matter.
But sometimes people need help because they get so lost and you got to go in and pull them out of it. But, so maybe that's how she was feeling.
And it might be how she was feeling, but at the same time, I've lost plenty of friends over dudes that they've dated because the girl will always pick the guy over their friends because it always turned... One thing I've noticed, girls will listen to these niggas and be like, oh, she just jealous of you because you got somebody.
That's manipulation.
Baby, one, that's right. Manipulation, but two, I ain't never been jealous of somebody having a man.
Right.
Because.
That's not even like a hard task
to
achieve.
It's not.
Men are easy.
It's
never been a problem.
Never.
Like ABC Mouse.
Never.
So that's why I'm just like, if you allow a man to be in your head and talk down on your friends to you, then you need to wonder why he has to be in your head to get you to think a certain way about your friends and why he's even involved in what you and your friends got going on.
Right.
Like, oh, she gonna be jealous of this and that. No. I'm sorry. First of all, what man is caught up in female business?
Right.
I mean, there's...
This ain't Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, scram. You don't have no business about yourself to where you worry about something that you got going on.
Yeah.
But then also, it's just one of those things. It's just like, my friends know if I don't like who they with. Because I just make it very plain and simple. And, you know, take it how you want to. But I ain't gonna beat a dead horse. It's just one of those things. It's just like, I mean, it is what it is. The ball's in your court. And I'm not going to cut off somebody that I truly value over who they're with. But then I also have to take a step back because at some point we're going to cross paths where we're not going to be able to be friends.
Yeah.
If it's truly detrimental to who you are as a person. I ain't going to never, you know, bear no cross for somebody that I'm like, oh, you know, it's whatever. No, it for me not to talk to you over somebody you with, it's for real. Because you can see the signs of manipulation, which lead to isolation, which lead to abuse.
Yes, that's great. Literally the step.
And people don't see that because they're so busy. Oh, we just like sitting in the house together. Oh, we stay.
Girl,
we
you stay know you up. Like to go out.
Right, like.
Now all of a sudden you a homebody.
Like, since when? Because he done ruined your body and you can't go out nowhere because you feel like you can't have hot girl summer? Hot girl summer is for any shape and size. However, you also have to be mindful of how men, they'll feed you.
Yeah.
And
they get you plump
and less attractive,
and they know it,
and then
they feel like they got you.
Yeah, and then you start to have that conflicting, like, internal confidence issue, and you thinking, oh, I can't get nobody else because now look at me, because they might make little subtle comments. Nah,
right.
You gotta see through that shit, and it happens time and time again, especially with younger girls.
And that's why a lot of men prefer them.
Yeah. So, you know, seriously, Jackie Robinson.
Nope.
I don't know if I can ever tell that story because
he
might incriminate ourselves.
Right. He real deal. Yeah,
we cannot play with
we
him.
Gonna call him Jackie Robinson, but
yeah.
He in these streets.
I may have to change some.
I don't remember his last name, but I know it.
I know now. I remember.
But yeah, so, you know, it's one of those things. I've had to learn how to navigate that, and that has been the biggest part of friendships and adulting, for me at least, is navigating that space. Like,
and just kind of moving on from it. Like, just don't have your nigga around me. Like, dudes that like to sit up under women when they talk, and I just like,
that's sus.
Like, where your friends at?
Or dudes who just like to be up, or vice versa, dudes or females who like to just be up under each other all the time.
Like Vicky Velcro, go.
You go do your thing. He go do his thing.
And we link back up.
Like, go hang with your friends. I don't mind you going to hang with your friends, but of course, you know you need to come spend some time with me. Go hang with your friends, please, so I can hang with mine.
Yeah,
and we good.
Because when you get married, I'm going to be honest. Well, I'm not married, but I just feel like you can lose yourself in a marriage, man or female. But you can lose yourself because how so? You get so wrapped up in being around that person that you so worried about, oh, we do this, we do that. Who were you before you married them?
Trying to make them happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, who were you? What made you happy? What were things that you did? What were your hobbies? Because you were a person before you met your spouse. Yes. And when you...
But some women have that mentality, and I don't know if it's like common with men, but a lot of women have that mentality, like, we are one now, and they, like, go heavy with the union and all of that, so it's like, we're one, so we always...
But guess up, guess what? When you put all that into your marriage, when you have those bad times, then what? So now are you less than because your marriage is less than? Right. Or are you still a person just experiencing...
Emotions that happen naturally.
Exactly. So that's why it's like you can be with somebody all you want, but you still need to know who you are and have your own. Like, all my friends that are married and that are happily married, it's because they didn't allow themselves to just get consumed in happy wife, happy life, and then here comes baby. Like, no, you took the time for yourself, and then even together, y'all still have your own thing. Like, you let him go hang with his boys while you go do whatever you're doing with your girls. You can have girls' trips. Couples trips and guys trips.
Yeah, that's very
actually. Right. Yeah, but I feel like the ones that don't, it's like, why you guys gotta be on trips together? Why y'all gotta go to the store together all the time? Why y'all gotta do every activity together?
Well, we know
that's control.
A couple like that.
Several.
Definitely.
I mean, and I'm just thinking, and y'all doing this, and we just now 30. So what you got to look for the next 50 years when y'all?
That gets old too.
Like,
what?
It gets old.
It's wild.
So, and you know, in marriages, they be like, you know, well, you can't, like Jazz said, you don't always talk about the things that go on. So then you be stuck dealing
because
with your feelings.
Because you don't have outlets anymore. Because you have, you know, turned into and being consumed into being a spouse.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't have those outlets like your friends and your family anymore. Because, again, isolation. So it's just... Like I said, I don't know what men think when they step to us, especially trying to manipulate us. It's like our minds is like this wood. Like, you got to get in there. And that's very rare for anybody. So, manipulation, I don't know what it is.
Nah, it ain't got no place here. Did we the boss? No. So, I guess then, so as far as like seeking approval from your parents or your spouse, seeking approval from your friends or your parents in regards to your partner, is that something that matters?
Kinda, sorta. Because, of course, like, I don't want y'all to hate the person that I'm with if I'm so in love with him. But I wouldn't, like, get with a man and wonder, like, for you guys' approval.
Yeah.
You know, like, Jazz is disapproving of me going after this guy, but I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm telling you, go for it.
I don't know how I felt about it. I think I was fine with it either way. I'm always for a good time.
Yeah.
Not a long time.
Well, I said, for him, though, no. Short time.
I mean, he's a Cancer, though. It might turn into a long time.
It won't. Well, it will, because they'll drag you out. Like, Cancers love wasting time, let me tell you.
Damn.
I can't, what's that? Cancer sign. Is it a crab?
It's a crab.
It's a crab.
Girl, no.
Think of crabs in a bucket.
Like,
I'm trying to tell you. You had to put them in hot water so you start screaming.
Yes, that was so funny.
I'm for real. These Cancer men are trash.
What you asked us?
I said, do you feel like you need approval from your friends or your parents in regards to your partner?
It definitely plays a part for sure. Because I think, like, picking back off what Amber said, I want to be able to bring the person that I'm dealing with around my family, around my friends, with his functions and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want to be to where they hate him and don't want to come around. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, they don't want to come around. Don't want him to come around. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm actually at a point where I want to do that. Like, I want to bring somebody to my family functions and vice versa.
Of course.
And you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's definitely plays a part in it for sure. Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you've seen it with friends, like, when they ain't aligned with what the family want or what the friends want, it just be like, ooh. Or
I mean, yeah, when...
I mean, we know a situation
like that.
Yeah, and it's like...
The family does not... I don't see how she deals with it.
Yeah, and then what?
Well, I don't know what y'all talking about, but...
Just in general, like, somebody you know that may not have the approval from either their friends or their family with who they're with. And it ruins the vibe.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Heavy. It's always
like everybody be like,
It's like the record scratch.
It does.
What are you doing here?
Everybody walking around being aggressive. So like, no, I couldn't deal with that.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that either. And I don't even think they should want to deal with that. Like, you wanna, you know, purposely come around my family when you know they don't like
me. But do you think people do you think people like that even are aware?
They be knowing when people don't like them, but they use that manipulation towards, you know, the person or the person that they're with. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I want to be with you, your parents, what they saying don't matter, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Child, I'm always like, listen to how they're saying things and what they're saying. Because if you got to discredit everybody else to prove your point, then maybe what you got to say ain't worth it.
Right.
Because any guy that's going to discredit your friends or discredit your family or feel like their opinion is superior... I mean, even Dr. Oz gets it wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can still be an expert and be wrong. And if you're not willing to like you said, have accountability and have like some like introspection, like some self-awareness to be like, dang, maybe this is like an area that a blind spot. People, everybody got blind spots.
Yes.
But dudes, I don't know. They just be blind to the blind spot.
No, that's just, they feel like the blind spot doesn't apply to them.
Yeah. So, I don't know why I keep feeling like this is moving.
And it does.
Is it moving?
It's moving.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the arrow, right?
No.
I hear something.
It is, because I'm cold.
Oh, I think it's just cold in here. Okay. Well, we're going on tangents, you guys. You know, I am not under the influence, so I don't know what's going on.
Who under the influence? Who said that?
I'm just saying, you know, I am of a clear mind, and I'm still feeling like things are like happening around me. But you know, that was pretty much it. Okay, so if we want to go down this route, one last question of what is a dream date or a date that you have in mind that you want to do one day that you probably just haven't done yet, or that you've done that has just been like, oh, this shit was so much fun.
One nasty bacon.
That ain't a date. That's a whole trip.
I want a trip. I don't want no date.
You know what? Extravagant ass. He's made Gemini.
I want a trip. I don't want no date. Who do dates? I want trips.
Girl, you got to go on a date before you go on a
date. No, I'm just talking.
What you ask?
So, like, what's, like, a dream date or just, like, a fantasy date? No, y'all did suck your teeth at the same time. Or a fantasy date. Like, okay, so I'll give y'all mine so I'll give y'all time to think.
Yeah.
My fantasy date is, even if I've been with this person, and I ain't saying it's got to be a new person or whoever, but we pick a red eye, like whatever is the last flight flying out of Atlanta at the time that day. Mm-hmm. We fly there for dinner.
Is that not the truth?
Or middle night. No, I'm just saying we fly out for like dinner or middle of the night breakfast.
That's
and then you
trip
come back.
That's
no, and you come back. It's not a trip.
How is it not a trip?
You're not packing a bag. I'm literally saying, like, you see a red eye, you book it, you go there for dinner, and then you come right back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm not talking about a trip. I'm talking about literally, if the red eye for today, you know, June 8th at 11:58 p.m. is going to
L.A.,
mm-hmm. then we go into L.A. for dinner, and then we come and you come right back. But just that experience of like, let's do it.
No, that's cool.
You got to make it to the airport, get there, whatever you got on, and you just go.
That sounds so fun, actually.
It does.
Yeah, that is my like fantasy date.
I've never thought about it. Like, I don't have a fantasy date, but now I will, because You gotta be something like that to keep it fresh.
Yeah, exactly. That's my mind.
Make you look crazy, give you anxiety, like, and then just ride back together.
Doing that with somebody, that mean that you really, they really fuck with you and you really fuck with
That's
them.
The point.
Yeah. Like, who else would you be dating who don't fuck with
exactly.
you?
Exactly.
Well, no, I know that, but I'm saying, like, for y'all to go and say, I'm whatever this take us, it could be 5 hours away, it could be 8, 10 hours away, it could be 1 hour away, but the fact that you are literally willing to fly wherever.
Be with that person?
Fly wherever with this person.
Yeah.
Like, that's that.
That's that intimacy.
Yeah, for sure.
I got a whole list in my phone of all the things. But
really?
I
never really thought about it.
One is
a destination date. Like, I just want to be in Bora Bora in the middle of the Polynesian.
But I feel like that's a trip. Like, that's a trip.
Yeah, and just laying in a bungalow, and it's just
that's a trip. Like, I feel like that's different. You know, if we're gonna talk about trips.
A destination date. Yeah.
We talking about trips.
So that would be a trip. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, a date. I haven't thought about it.
I got another one. I got a bunch. I got another one where it's like just going to the airport, sitting in the cell phone lot and having dinner on the roof of the car. Or like outside the back of the car.
What's up with you in the airport?
Well, you know, I'm spontaneous. I just like trips. Like, if I'm not going to be going somewhere, I want to imagine it. But just those are just two that I can think of off the top of my head because they're around the airport.
Yeah.
But yeah, or just getting up. Having breakfast for dinner, but getting up at like 2 a.m. going to Waffle House and making it a date. I don't know how it would look now with the pandemic, but just
folks
out here shooting up, yeah. But just a Waffle House date. Like, I feel like Waffle House dates are necessary.
They are.
They're
and
fun.
I can't trust nobody who doesn't eat Waffle House.
And you picking a song in the jukebox and like having them guess it or something, like,
she
or just picking 70s. A number.
She about trying to be back in the
70s. Let me tell you, know I'm old school.
No, those are all like really cool, really fun.
Just
really
like, fun. Yeah, ain't got to be expensive, but just stuff.
Yeah,
that,
and that's the thing. Like, you don't have to have a $200 date to have a good ass time.
Hello.
You
know, right? Mm-mm.
If you really like the person, the date going to be bomb.
Mm-hmm.
But if you feel like you have to go to Fleming's or That ain't about nothing.
Child, you know, if you're going, those kind of people are going to Ruth Chris. They're not going to like a specialty steakhouse.
Okay.
They're going to a chain because they think that that's like high end. And then they take a picture of the receipt and post it.
Speaking of rap buns, what are we doing? Quick side note. Because
I want to go to Fleming's now.
Jazz, we got to try Fleming's first. Like, it was no lie. It was so
good. Everybody was chewing.
Everybody. Like, that's that. We're going to try that next.
Okay.
Before we go back to Kevin's.
Yeah, y'all got to let me know because it's time for us to get up, you know, get dressed up. Summer solstice is on the way.
It is. It's like 2 weeks away. Like, we already halfway through June.
I know.
Like, I told my mama, I was like, we're halfway through this year.
I can't have hot girl summer if I can't keep up with it. Like, it's passing me by.
Literally. So.
But yeah, we gotta start going on our dates, our pool dates. Yes. That way we can get more content for you guys, hopefully.
Child, not more content.
But next time,
Oh my gosh, yes. We also are recording a video while we're doing this. I ain't gonna post the whole thing, but we'll do snippets. I gotta figure out how to edit videos, but that's a part of this new process. I'm trying to learn a few skills on the side. So we're gonna wrap it up as always with the Trill Trio. You got Jasmine and Amber. Did we do the handles, social media handles last time?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So y'all just looked at it last time.
I about to say, I'll add it again because I don't even know. You're still Amber?
Yeah.
Jazz, what's yours?
All that jazz.
Oh, it still is. Okay. Here we go. As always.
First of all, I was the first all that jazz, and then you said all these other extras.
Okay.
I'm like, I was the original. Thank you. You got me mad. Twitter. The original all that jazz on Twitter.
I'm going to cut it. Cut the mic. This has been another episode of Since Y'all Don't Read. You can find it at Since Y'all Don't Read Podcast on Instagram. You can find it at MiaChantel.com. However you get your podcast, any DSP, it's available. So be sure to follow and like on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. And this is the Trill Trio signing out.
Yeah.